With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Dakota Access Pipeline protesters backed off from another potential confrontation with law enforcement this afternoon. The two sides had already clashed late last night into early this morning, reportedly leaving several people injured.
It's getting real over here once again.
That's David Yellow Eyes of Lame Deer, Montana. Yellow Eyes posted a video to his Facebook page detailing the skirmish between protesters and North Dakota authorities in below-freezing weather.
They have a hose and they watered all of us down. And it was something like 13 degrees, freezing cold. I had my snow gear on, my snow pants. Kept me mostly dry, but by the time I walked 100 feet, my pants were frozen.
The protesters say the pipeline is desecrating ancient tribal sites and threatens water supplies. Police say yesterday's violence was triggered after hundreds of protesters tried to cross what they say is an unsafe bridge. Law enforcement used tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons against protesters. The officer said protesters were using rocks and burning logs as weapons. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.